T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. There's a lot of things that we're trying to figure out in this world today. And I think one little boy, at least, I think, has found an important answer.
Uh-oh.
And we have him talking to his mom about it. As if you haven't seen this, this is a great video. As this little boy answers the age-old questions, how peacocks got their names.
You know, a turkey's not a teacup.
A peacock.
A peacock.
Right there.
That's why they're called peacocks. Because they pay all over the place.
May I have your attention? May I have your attention, please?
Uh-oh.
We're conducting a fire alarm test.
Oh,
only a test.
You got to be kidding me.
Oh, is this only a test? Oh, this is good.
Well,
this
that's good.
Amazing.
What? Wait, yeah. So we have the speaker is in the studio?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There
usually
is.
They don't do it at 6 a.m.
No, usually they do it at 4:30 in the morning when we're in here.
Yeah, get the crap scared out of us.
Okay. Now, my past experience with these fire, and I do want to get back to the peacock, of course, but my past experience with these fire alarms is that this will go on for a while. Like they'll keep repeating it to the point where you actually yell out louder. I have. Shut the F up already.
Yes.
Yeah, it's usually how that goes.
And it's probably going to be a loud blinking, or a bright blinking and a loud noise.
See, the blinking is a problem. That's going to give me a massive headache.
Would you like to wear my blindfold?
I may have to.
Okay.
I'll keep it handy. That kind of strobe lighty thing totally gets me migraine central. So can we cover that up in any way, shape, or form for the blinking?
That's not safe.
Well, we could cover it up, yeah. We've done that before with a hat.
What's not safe about it, Rev?
Do what you want.
No, yeah, well, that's a good question. Like, if we're just going to put a hat over it, that's not going to stop the fire from happening, or the fire alarm
Well,
from
it's
happening.
A fire drill. It's not a real fire.
Right.
So that's, I don't understand.
We're not going to keep it that way forever.
Yeah, we'll take it off once they're done with their drill. But I mean, or we have to do the show. Do we cancel the show?
In the past, we've put the sleeve for a vinyl over that.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd offer to do it, but I can't reach it.
Sit on the chair and just kind of like motorboat it.
Motorboat it?
What?
I'll do it if you don't want
to.
I would love to watch that, yes.
I've been waiting to see Steve motorboat a fire alarm for quite some time now.
I'm pretty sure I can pull it off.
You could easy.
All right, let's see.
Look at that.
Well, if you want to stand up and be there.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, getting on a spinning chair is always a good thing.
Totally, yeah, no problem.
Cool. Oh, yeah, he's totally motorboating it. Well, there we go.
The weirdest thing today.
Yeah, good job. Don't get hurt, Steve.
I'm getting down safe.
All right.
Well, he is a professional wrestler, so I think he can do those big bumps.
Bingo!
I'm short enough that my face would motorboat the alarm. I wouldn't be able to do it the way you did it.
I'm glad I did it because it was a terrible suggestion on my part. I apologize. You do not have the height to get much further than your forehead to that thing.
Yeah, yep. No doubt about
it. Even with the chair.
Yeah. And the fire alarm is, I've never seen it look happier.
That's actually true. Yeah.
Next time, it's not free.
Oh, well, good for you.
Charge the fire alarm.
Charge the fire alarm.
So unrelated, what happened with the peacock?
I couldn't really hear what the kid was saying because of the fire alarm, dude.
Let's try it again.
All right, here we go.
You know, a turkey's not a peacock.
A peacock.
A peacock.
Right there.
That's why they're called peacocks. Because they pay all over the place.
All right.
So what is he talking about? Like a rooster that goes to the bathroom all over the place?
I didn't understand what anything the kid said.
He's British.
He says that a turkey is not a peacock.
Okay.
That's how it starts. And then he says basically it's because it pees everywhere.
Oh.
That's how it got its name.
I watched that video like 17 times this morning, and I could not understand what he was saying. And I went online to try and see if someone transcribed it. Why didn't I just think the most simplest thing is that the turkey and the peacock and the word pee?
Yeah, there you go. So that's what what the kid is saying is that he knows a turkey's not a peacock because a peacock, you can tell it's a peacock because it goes to the bathroom all the time. Is that the idea?
That's basically what I get.
A turkey's not a teacock.
A peacock.
A peacock.
Right there.
That's why they're called peacocks, because they pay all over the place.
Okay, I like that, actually.
Yeah, there you go.
I like turtles.
Third time's charm.
Those cute British kids.
I like fried chicken.
Oh, yeah. Me then, of course, you've got the cute American kids.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Because they pee all over the place.
Am I? Like, I'm trying to figure out what the hell this kid said. And I don't understand what he's saying.
He called it a teacock at first, and that confused me, too.
Well, Mom corrected him.
Yeah,
like
thanks.
Like a good mom should.
It's a good thing Mom was around. He's like, oh, that's raw, peacock. So there we go. That's the story of the peacock.
Yes.
It's a peacock because it pees all over the place. So that's here's the thing. The sad thing is
if that kid's listening to our show, he probably regrets even bringing this up.
Yeah, he does.
It's like, these idiots don't even understand my joke.
Yeah. He doesn't even understand the other side of it, though. See, I was really going down a different road either because of the fact that, you know, we happen to use a word to describe, one of the devices we use to go to the bathroom all over the place. So I thought he was going down that road, but he has no idea.
He's a kid.
I didn't know. You know, kids are very sophisticated.
Who do you think his father is? Like,
Steve Miggs.
George Carlin. That's the first thing I can think of.
George Carlin for the win, ladies and gentlemen.
Well,
he's
early.
Like that filthy comedian, George Carlin. They got to take him off the radio, I tell you.
Cut me some slack. It's early.
Okay.
I didn't sleep well.
Oh.
There's a fire alarm.
You're giving
a
fire alarm.
There's a lot going on here.
BJ and Miggs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So the pandemic has definitely affected businesses in a negative way in a lot of cases, but not book sales. Book sales are way up. And you're thinking, oh, I guess that makes sense. People are doing a lot of reading. But no, that's not really the big reason.
The hell's the reason?
The reason
naughty
is...
Naughty spankings?
Naughty spankings.
Whoa.
Okay, wow.
I don't know what else you could use a book for.
That escalated.
You know, seriously, if that is where your CSI mind takes you, I really need to have more conversations about what books have been done in your life. Naughty spankings.
Naughty spankings. I tried it with my wife, but she reads a Kindle, and she's like, I don't want to break it. So
yeah.
I was like, okay, fine.
So it's War and Peace, honey. It's a great book for naughty spankings.
Check out this awesome book I got for naughty spankings.
Okay. No, people are getting them because they want to look amazing, because they want to fill up the bookshelves behind them in their Zoom calls. Because you've noticed especially with a lot of news folks that started doing this way back in the day, everybody had the nice bookshelves and all the fancy, you know, celebs and whatever, and news people. Wow, they were smart. They got all these books behind them. So now people are doing that to look smart.
I know people would like do that just to look smart in general for having people over, but I didn't think about the fact that now with Zoom, that's the way that people come over to your house is via video. So you have, do you have a set room though, but it's not books, it's board games, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a set backdrop for your Zoom calls.
I was actually given a nice shout out by one of our contemporaries in the business when he realized that they were real. He thought I just had a goofy backdrop and I was like, no, those are really my board games. And he was like, dude, that's pretty impressive.
Cause it does look like almost like a green screened in thing.
Yeah.
Cause it is an impressive, I remember being on that call and I'm like, there is a lot of board games.
Yeah.
My backdrop was like a closet door. It wasn't very impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, this. Speaking of that, by the way, sometimes when you want to look impressive, you may not want to be like Yvette Amos. She was doing a Zoom call on the BBC, and she was being interviewed on BBC as a jobs expert. And so she's basically talking unemployment. Had no idea that on her bookshelf, she had a lot of books, but also had a very large anatomically correct love toy that is really visible. It looks like it's holding, like, you know, it's like a bookend holder.
Mm-hmm. It looks like she plays ring toss after she's done with these Zoom calls.
This is quite impressive, and that's nuts, literally.
Do you think that was she did that just as a joke? Like, let me just put it behind me, put it on the shelf just to see if anyone notices? Because why would you keep it there? Like, it doesn't seem to be like the right, I don't know. I don't have like a spot specifically for my phallic love toys personally because I don't own any. Oh. But like, I don't know if like
but you have spanking books, so you do have those. Yeah.
Those are up in the extra room. But like, wouldn't you keep that somewhere other than a bookshelf?
Yeah, like a trunk 06.
Well,
yeah, or a drawer.
Yeah. And I don't know if we can blow this up or not. I only have a static picture. I don't have one on the internet. But she's got a card or a sign that says, I'm not happy something. And that's also visible. It's like, this is a very personal part of her house. You know, either somebody pranked her or she decided to see if anybody would notice. Because I was thinking that maybe, wow, what if one of her kids thought this would be funny? But then again, what kids would have access to this?
Maybe she was confused when she was told that she was going to be interviewed by the BBC and she thought it meant something else.
Oh, the big, beautiful, hey, okay.
That's right. My only guess.
Okay, then.
No?
That's, that could very well be.
I'm trying to find the picture online. Yeah. Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Yeah, and then what's that sign say? I mean, is there a towel or like, it really is a very unimpressive area.
It says think happy thoughts.
Oh, think happy thoughts.
I mean,
oh.
You should put an arrow towards that thing because that's a happy thought.
Yeah, you know what?
And
this is.
Got, like, it looks like board games on top.
Yeah, well, so what's she play? I can't really see.
Scrawl? I don't know what scrawl is. Alienate?
Articulate?
Articulate?
Oh, okay, that's too fancy for me. That's all like word stuff. Mm. I don't think she does a lot of interviews. Because it doesn't look impressive. The whole way she's taken, like, you know what I mean? That's not a really good backdrop.
No.
Not at all.
Do you think about that now? Like, do you, like, guys, when you are on Zoom, do you, like, hey? Because like, I've been fortunate enough to do a couple of Zoom interviews or guest spots on New Day Northwest. And I was, like, kind of had, like, a moment of anxiety. I'm like, what do I have behind me? Like, I don't know what the hell. Like, we have a brand new house, so it's, like, I don't really have, like, a cool spot. So I was like, okay, well, maybe if I do it from the kitchen, you have this the whole living room behind me, which is like a decent looking view. So I went with that.
Yeah, I don't like people make comments about things in my life. That's the thing. It's like, you know what? I'm just going to do it from the board game room from now on because people go, oh, nice this, nice that. I mean, we just put something up and somebody said, well, it must be nice to be famous to have that kind of kitchen. And it's like, this is our office kitchen. This isn't my house.
Oh, that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
it was the radio station's kitchen and somebody was trying to make you feel bad for being well off that you afford a kitchen like that when it's not your kitchen.
Yeah. I mean, granted, I know most, you know, basically, you know, most office kitchens don't look like that either. So, yeah, we got a lot of kitchen.
Oh, that's what I should do is just find like some kind of a picture of like a super fancy as F backdrop.
Yeah, do it.
Like where it looks like I'm a multimillionaire home and put that as like a green screen backdrop for me.
I like that idea. I want to get a green screen because I want to be able to show more of my games off, but because of the angle, I can't, you know, but if I green screen it, I can make the picture as bigger as I want and then have that as my background. I might get a green screen if I'm going to be doing more of these Zoom things.
I wanted to have video running of just like something of myself in it because I thought that would just add to like the narcissism of it all. Like all of a sudden, like
that would be awesome.
New Day Northwest, there's like a video of me already on New Day Northwest. Like I just sit around at home watching myself on New Day Northwest.
I think that's fantastic.
They probably would have been like, hey, can you turn your TV off? That's weird.
Because it was really awesome when you had the big baby picture.
Oh, yeah, I did that because I was doing it from a parking lot and I thought, no, people are going to be. I didn't want to deal with the headache. Like, why are you in a parking lot? I'm like, well, I'm about to just go and grab some things at a grocery store, but I have to do this damn Zoom meeting.
Living the glam life.
So I just took a picture of Tatum and made her my backdrop. So it was just this giant Tatum behind me.
Yeah, that was very disturbing.
My favorite one cute. For me so far has been when I went to go spend time with Lily, but we had a work meeting, and she was on her Zoom meeting for PE, and then all of a sudden you guys all noticed her jumping on the bed.
That was hysterical.
And we're like, what is she doing? Oh, that's her PE class. And then I had to promptly tell her, hey, stop jumping on... Do it on the floor, please.
I have now for my Zoom like profile picture, because when you don't have it on video, it'll show the profile picture. So my profile picture makes it look like I'm on Zoom. Like the picture is set up to look like as if I'm like talking on Zoom. So like,
that's,
you know,
funny.
I have like headsets on or whatever, because sometimes I do a lot of Zoom meetings and I'm doing them while driving. And I just listen to the audio. I don't have to say anything. So I just put it on and just listen to it through my speakers. But that way, at least it looks like I'm on the Zoom call. And people think my picture's frozen or something. I don't know.
That's not a bad idea. No. I like that idea.
Sorry, guys. Bad Wi-Fi.
Bad Wi-Fi. I'm here. I can hear you guys just great.
I like that. That's like the old school, man, where, you know, you'd paint eyes on your eyelids. That way you could go to sleep in a meeting, but it looked like you're still awake.
Because that totally works.
Yeah. Well, it worked for Curly and the Three Stooges, so it was good enough for me.
All right.
So just do a green screen of Tatum walking towards you like she's coming after you in the background. I should blow it up so she looks big. Like, she got a lot bigger. She looks about your height.
Yeah, she's a growing kid. Yeah. So that's all that good baby food. So, have you ever screenshotted someone's funny facial expression when their video froze on Zoom? Turns out a lot of us have. 1 in 7 people who work from home have done that. When the screen freezes, just like that, that's why, like you said, Steve, it could very well happen. Mm-hmm. So you could just leave my screen froze the whole time. The most common facial expressions that people screenshot are when someone's yawning, when someone's eating, when we're rolling our eyes. But a frozen video is only the third most annoying thing that happens on Zoom.
Yeah, because the frozen video thing, it always does seem like it catches you the most unflattering pose. Like either your mouth is slightly open or like your eyes are closed and you look like you're like stoned.
And if that happens, it's so weird to talk to somebody while their face isn't moving. It's like, this is worse than actually me not being able to see them, because it's like I keep looking at them and they're just like, but they're going, well, anyway, things are good. I'm like, yeah, but you're not moving. Are you okay?
Are you a ventriloquist? Because you're talking, your mouth hasn't moved.
Yeah, it's a really weird thing. But number three is the most annoying. That's the most annoying thing on Zoom, is when your video freezes. There are two more things annoying than that. And we've all been Zooming enough that maybe we do have our own annoyances ourselves. You guys want to take a shot?
Just having to be on Zoom.
Number one. No.
No?
Let me see if that's on there. That's not it.
I think just about trying to the awkward like exit. Like everyone's like, bye. And then everyone's just sitting there with their mic still on, trying to click out of it. And it's always the most awkward thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I hit that leave button. The minute we're acknowledging that this is over, I'm the first to go.
Oh, that's what's so great about a laptop. Yep. You just close it and you're done.
Oh, that's a good call, too.
I'm so surprised that people just sitting there. It's like, okay, bye. And then zing, gone. I mean, you know, the thing's off.
Mine is people that cannot figure out the mute.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I was on one recently and there was a baby involved. And I was like, can you just mute your micro? And it was obvious, and no one was saying anything, and I was just like,
yeah, that's number four on the list. Or sort of reverse of that, talking for a while and then realizing you are on mute. Talking when you think you're on mute also sucks. It sucks as well. But obviously, yeah, or having the distraction. Like a little noise will do that. And if you've got a screen where it always goes to the person talking, if you got it on that mode, then anytime someone drops a pen, all of a sudden I'm seeing Steve sitting there with his pen, like, and he's got this look on his face like, the F is this idiot talking about?
Why am I on? Yeah. Dude, there are times where I try and like see how loud my – this is terrible. I'll fart while I'm at home, and I'll just see like, what point does my microphone pick the fart up?
Oh, that's
like, I'm trying to hit that, like, find that sweet spot.
When are you doing this? In our meetings?
Every time I've been on Zoom, I fart.
I'm going to start watching Steve then and just watch expressions if he like leans over a little bit.
Oh, no, he always leans when he farts.
Oh, yeah.
I know, because you do this all the time.
Yeah, and I pointed towards you, Vicky.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
11 years.
And you don't think that would be like if all of a sudden the boss just was like, what the hell are you doing, Steve? Because the screen goes to you. If your mic picks you up, you're the one that farted.
I'll be like, I'm sitting on a leather bar stool. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, that's, yeah.
I mean, it's not like as if the Zoom's going to go like all of a sudden I had a camera on my rear end and it shows my butt flapping.
No, but you're still going to disrupt the meeting with loud fart sound.
I hate these stupid Zoom things, so I'm just trying to find ways to entertain myself. Like, I just realized that you can go to like your video settings and you can put on like the filter that people like the people that they try and like do that filter where it smooths out your skin.
Oh right, yeah.
Did you know that there's like a setting on your Zoom that you can like increase like the smoothing of your face?
Yeah.
So I did it all the way. Yeah. So it looks like I'm like this weird, like, you know, like angel fairy woman.
Oh, that's
thing.
Pretty cool.
Like, you know, it's like there's like zero lines in your face. So you just look like you're just someone just spackled fake skin on your face.
Oh, I got to try that one. I haven't gone that far.
I did all the way to 100% thinking that it wasn't a work-based one. I was like, I could do this in this one. No one's going to like get mad. It was like among some friends. I'm like, I just wanted to see if anyone's going to call me out on it. And no one said anything. So then I was like, crap, I should say something because now they probably think I'm like this weird, like insecure dude that's wants to like look younger. Because yeah. It's so obvious that like some, like, you know, like it's like whenever you see someone post a picture on their Facebook and you're like, okay, you put it through the young skin filter.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's what it is. And nobody said anything. I'm like, oh, because like I'm just trying to find ways to entertain myself. I hate Zoom meetings.
That's really what's going on here.
Right.
And we have one this afternoon. You're going to be there?
We do?
Ha! Yeah.
Oh, crap. Let me check my calendar. I'll be there. I don't look at these things until after the show.
Luckily, this is one of those things where they don't really care if you're there, like to see you, because it's only going to be a meeting where they'll show us a PowerPoint and the person speaking. So they're not going to come to us. But it's still nice to see everybody that's there that at least puts their, you know, shows us they're there. I feel like, hey, we're seeing some of our coworkers that we haven't seen because of COVID. Steve never has the picture on. So
no.
Yeah, I never see Steve. I put mine on and I always like, you know, give a nice little backdrop. Hey, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, look at that. Noon. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, there you
totally
go.
Gonna be there.
Good job, buddy.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.